This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The bill that could ban TikTok is barreling ahead. Apple says it was ordered to remove WhatsApp and Threads from China's App Store. And TSMC will charge more for chips made outside of Taiwan, possibly making devices more expensive. It's Friday, April 19th, and this is Engadget News. The bill that could lead to a ban of TikTok in the United States appears to be much closer to becoming law. The legislation sailed through the House of Representatives last month, but faced an uncertain future in the Senate due to opposition from a few prominent lawmakers. But momentum for the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act seems to once again be growing. The House is set to vote on a package of bills this weekend, which includes a slightly revised version of the TikTok bill. In the latest version of the bill, ByteDance would have up to 12 months to divest TikTok instead of the six-month period stipulated in the original measure. That change, as NBC News notes, was apparently key to winning over support from some skeptical members of the Senate, including Senator Maria Cantwell, chair of the Senate Commerce Committee. So with the House expected to pass the revised bill Saturday, it's part of a package that also includes aid to Ukraine and Israel, its path forward is starting to look much more certain, with a Senate vote coming as early as next week. President Joe Biden has said he would sign the bill if it's passed by Congress. If passed into law, TikTok and potentially other apps controlled by a foreign adversary and deemed to be a national security threat would face a ban in U.S. app stores if it declined to sell to a new owner. TikTok CEO Shou Chu has suggested the company would likely mount a legal challenge to the law. Apple users in China won't be able to find and download WhatsApp and Threads from the App Store anymore, according to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. The company said it pulled the apps from the store to comply with orders it received from Cyberspace Administration, China's internet regulator, based on its national security concerns. It explained to the publications that it's obligated to follow the laws in the countries where it operates, even when it disagrees. The Great Firewall of China blocks a lot of non-domestic apps and technologies in the country, prompting locals to use VPN if they want to access any of them. Meta's Facebook and Instagram are two of those applications, but WhatsApp and Threads have been available for download until now. And of course, the Chinese regulator's order comes shortly before the Senate is set to vote on the bill that could lead to a TikTok ban in the U.S. Cyberspace Administration's reasoning that the apps are a national security concern even echoes American lawmakers' argument for blocking TikTok in the U.S. TSMC is the world's biggest chipmaker, and its products are found in everything from phones to game consoles and computers. But devices using TSMC chips could become more expensive if manufacturers opt to buy ones that the company makes outside of its home base of Taiwan. Talks with customers over price increases have already started. As the Financial Times points out, it's more expensive for TSMC to manufacture chips outside of Taiwan, where over 90% of the planet's most advanced semiconductors are made. But the company will be passing on those costs amid a push by companies and governments to increase chip supply outside of Taiwan, over which China is attempting to control. TSMC has plants in Japan and is building several in Arizona, the first of which started operating this month and is expected to go into full production this year. It's also constructing a plant in Germany. In addition, The U.S. government last week agreed to provide the company with $6.6 billion in funding under the CHIPS Act, which seeks to bolster semiconductor manufacturing in the country. In return, TSMC pledged to up its U.S. investment by $25 billion to $65 billion. Aligned with that, the company announced plans to build a third U.S. plant by the end of the decade and to start making more advanced chips by 2028. Meanwhile, TSMC expects its manufacturing costs to increase in Taiwan, and that's because power prices there are soaring. An earthquake earlier this month is also expected to have a negative effect on the company's profitability, as is its struggle to make the manufacturing of its most advanced 3nm chips more efficient. Apple, NVIDIA, AMD, and Qualcomm are among TSMC's more notable customers, so if they end up buying chips from the company's U.S., Japan, or Germany fabs, their manufacturing costs could go up. Take a wild guess who would end up having to eat the cost of those increased expenses so device makers can maintain their profit margins. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Mariella Moon and Chris Holt, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your weekend. I will be back Monday with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.